Jennifer Hainsworth, and I'm an instructor in the business program at Olds College, and I teach our second-year project management course.
Jennifer from Olds College joins us on Community Hotline today as we look forward to another edition of The Taste of Olds. Jennifer, give us a little bit about the background about this event and how you guys set this up each year with your students.
So The Taste of Olds is a food and drink expo that brings together local food vendors and businesses. It's a chance for people to experience what Olds and surrounding area has to offer in a fun and welcoming environment. The interesting thing about this program is that it's entirely student-driven. So they're responsible for everything from planning, logistics, marketing, vendor coordination, budgeting. It's really a true hands-on experience for them that prepares them for what they'll actually face in their careers later on.
You bet. So how many students do you have working on this this year, and what the year of their program are they in?
Yeah, so they are second-year business students that are specifically in our project management course, and we have 20 students this year that are responsible for handling the Taste of Olds.
Wonderful. So last year, it really blew the doors off everybody, I think, by just how popular this event was. What were your expectations going into last year, and you know, what did you wind up seeing on the night that you guys hosted it?
We were anticipating or hoping for around 350 attendees last year, and we ended up having over 1,000. So it was a tremendous success with lots of great feedback from the community and the vendors. So that was fantastic to see.
So that sets us up for this year. Where will it be hosted? And have you, you know, expanded what you were using as the place there on campus?
It will be held at the Alumni Center at Olds College again. And what we've set up differently is we've set up our space a little differently to make some additional space for walking within there. We also have a new seating space that is attached to the Alumni Center so that we can make extra space within the Alumni Center for our vendors and for people to get their food and drinks. And then they can move to a different location for the seating space where we'll have our stage with live entertainment.
That's super. So the date for it and the time is when?
It is happening on Thursday, April 16th between 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Olds College at the Alumni Center. And there is free parking during that time at the event. And it's free to enter the event. Individuals that come just purchase tasting tickets for $1 a ticket. And then our vendors set their prices of anything between 1 to 5 tickets per tasting item that they sell. So the event is a cash-only event. There is an ATM on site, but otherwise, just a great attitude and a sense of fun.
And what kind of vendors do you have for this? Approximately how many, and you know, what kind of variety will we see?
Yeah, so we have about 20 vendors this year for Taste of Olds, and we have everything from local restaurants to bakeries, breweries that are in there as well. So a good variety of different food and beverage options within that mix.
And why are you excited about the 2026 edition, Jennifer?
I'm excited to see the tradition continue. I also love seeing that, again, from the students' point of view, this course isn't just theory. They actually plan and execute that real event from start to finish. And Taste of Olds, I find really great for them to build relationships, support local businesses, and also helps them to gain confidence that they can use in the future going forward. So I'm just really looking forward to that tradition continuing.
That's super. I guess the difficult thing must be trying to grade the students on this. So how do you do that?
Yeah, so there's some assignments and checkpoints that we go through along the way to make sure that things haven't been missed, and we've talked about those items as they go. But at the end of the project, they actually meet with me individually, and they actually put forward what they believe they earned as a grade and bring forward the rationale and the support in terms of the justification for that grade. And so it also teaches some business skills, I find, there in terms of being aware of what you are doing, being able to support your decisions, and some negotiation process, which we all know is a big part of business as well.
That's awesome. Last one for you, Jennifer. If people want to find out more information in the lead up to the event on April the 16th, where can they go?
Absolutely. So we have a Facebook page that is called Taste of Olds that has an event that is on there. You can also find us on Instagram and TikTok, and or they can check us out the date of the event on the 16th from 5 to 9 at Olds College.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for joining us on Community Hotline today, Jennifer.
Thank you so much, Galen. Have a wonderful day.